was a blessing to come. I always love coming to her conferences. But I really did like when she spoke about the acronym SMART, specific. You know, I don't allow negative attitudes to override my mind. But I like that SMART acronym. And then the M, measurable. I want to be free of it, you know? I can be the enemy, and that's what she was reminding me of today. And then the attainable, yes. And then the realistic, yes. Don't set yourself up for failure. But I find sometimes I think I do because I'm dwelling on these negative thoughts too much. And then the T, I like what she said, time sensitive. Right then? Oh, this is all I wanted in my time, and I'm tired of waiting, the journey. But he's faithful, believe it.
That's the primary way. Key number two, you have to be transparent before God. How sad that many Christians deceive themselves, yet the Bible teaches us that 2 Corinthians 13:5, write this down, 2 Corinthians 13:5, 2 Peter 1:10 through 11, that we should daily evaluate if we are in the faith. Evaluate yourself. Why are you sick? There's something in medicine that says that every person knows in their heart why they are sick. I'm not talking about the genetic, you know, disposition that 10% or less. I'm talking about these lifestyle diseases. Every person knows what led them to be sick. I'm a doctor. I've been practicing medicine for a long time, and I minister to hundreds of people personally every month and thousands online. I tell you, this is the truth. When I talk to people, and people call me a lot, they email me sicknesses and diseases because they've read my testimony, I talk about it openly, they've read my book, they know why they got sick. I didn't care for myself. I had a lot of fear, worry, anxiety. I didn't trust God. People know. You see, God already knows. You have to be transparent before God, because when you are transparent before God, you're saying that, God, I come to you honestly, I need help in these areas. There is no shame and condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It's only yourself and Satan who will condemn you, it's not God. So be transparent. Are you struggling with lack of self-discipline in your emotions? That's why you allow fear and depression to bother you. Are you struggling with conflict resolution? You run away. Is that why you're dealing with excessive stress? Do you eat what you should not eat? Do you have hidden lifestyle habits that you think nobody sees but it shows up in your body? Stop blaming God. That's part of being transparent. Stop blaming your family. Stop blaming your workplace. It's you. I know some people don't like me for saying that. You are the problem, not somebody else. Nancy, are you with me? Let me tell you why I say so. This is so powerful if you can get this. People are not your problem. It's you, your own nature. Because you allow, you don't have boundaries. You allow people to dump on you. You receive it and then you react to it. The Bible says we should die to the flesh. A corpse is not angry, right? Why do I say this? If you just know that people are not your problem, you are the problem, and Satan uses people, that will help you not to react in such a way that you allow the enemy to attack you, and then you shift your body to sympathetic mode where you're producing all these high stress hormones, and then it clogs your artery, damp your immune system, and you're sick. I have come to a point in my life where when I start to get upset, I say, Lord, what is in me that I'm upset? Because it's nobody else except you. Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak, and you react. So you have to have an honest evaluation of yourself all the time, because it's protective, it helps you. So when I get upset, a lot of it is selfishness. We are all selfish, one our way. Are you following me? It's selfishness. You see, I had a lady who was supposed to be here to help me with the booth, and I did not know that there was a death in the family. I contacted her. She's a very faithful lady, faithful to this ministry for the last 6 years. No response. I know what Satan started to play with my mind. Oh, she's done with you. Oh, she's done. Forget it. Satan just started playing with my mind. And for about a minute, I started thinking about the fact that, you know what? I don't even need you anyway. The moment I said that, the Holy Spirit just said, stop. And I stepped back. I said, God, forgive me. I'm selfish. I'm selfish. I didn't hear back from her. I'm already judging her. And I was already getting upset. Are you following me, how the mind works? I was already, some of you are laughing because we do this all the time. I was already getting upset and anger was already rising. I said, how dare you not call me back? And then when the Holy Spirit said, stop. I said, oh no, God, I repent. I said, Lord, you know what I did? I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on. You're a good God. I said, I just started thinking about the goodness of this lady. I said, God, this is a faithful lady. Something must have happened. I started praying for her. I started praying for her. I said, Lord, thank you that honestly you're forgiving me. I was wrong. Thank you for correcting me. I pray that she's doing well because this woman is so faithful. Be with her, guide her. And I was delivered. Guess what?
Good share.
She contacted me.
That was a good share.
Yes. Clap!
We all need to know how we jump to the wrong conclusion.
Exactly. She contacted me yesterday afternoon. Oh, Dr. Ruth. She called all my three numbers. Dr. Ruth, I'm so sorry. We have this death in the family. You know, I really wanted to be there. You know, I'm always there. But I have to drive out of town now. Had the Holy Spirit not corrected me right away and I repented, and then I just found this out now, I would have been feeling so horrible about myself. But because I was honest and transparent, I said, God, she's good. You have to be careful where your thinking takes you. You have to be careful how you think about people. Praise the Lord. I am Dr. Ruth. Today we are offering my testimonial book, Healed by the Stripes of Jesus, a true story of God's unconditional love and grace. This book shares my testimony, how I was diagnosed with metastasis colon cancer over 14 years ago, moving to 15 years, and how through the grace of God, I received divine healing and I am walking in divine health today. So this book will bless you. If you know somebody who is struggling with a disease, get this book. Even if you're not struggling with a disease right now, get this book to be prepared. It's all scriptural, it's all from God's word. So get this book to help you to get a deeper revelation, how to receive healing, how to walk in divine healing. And it comes to us as a donation when you purchase this from our website. We are going to have the link in the description box for you to get a copy today. But if you live overseas, please get it from Amazon. And friend, hundreds of people have been transformed by the teaching of healing in this book. And I know that you will be blessed by this book. So get a copy today. Then we are also offering my book on faith to receive God's promises. How the Lord taught me about growing in faith and focusing on Him and how to live by faith. So this is another book we are offering today, Faith to Receive God's Promises. You can also get this from our website, or if you live overseas, you can get it from Amazon. These two books, Healed by the Stripes of Jesus and Faith to Receive God's Promises, will really help you to grow in your faith walk with the Lord and to receive His promises. So friend, we thank you in advance for visiting our website to get these products that will help us to advance God's work. Thank you. We have to be careful. I don't even know how I got there. Amen.
We're all guilty.
Yes. And that is what I mean by, you know what, undisciplined mind, you have to set boundaries, okay? And there we go. Examine yourself, evaluate yourself. We are so quick to blame. We are so quick to blame. Oh, well, I eat that sugar because I was hungry. Well, you know that's wrong for you. The Holy Spirit is telling you all the time, don't eat that much food. The flesh wins. When we start to evaluate ourselves honestly, we're going to start to prevent Satan from bringing shame and condemnation onto us. We are our own problem. You know, a lot of times, let me say this before I move to the next key. This is important. A lot of times, Christians, we give Satan too much power. We blame Satan too much. Every little thing is a devil. But he doesn't have that much power over you. It's us, our unrenewed mind. We give him too much credit. And that's another deception. Or it's just a devil. That's a deception by Satan himself to blame him. That way you don't look into yourself. Yet the Bible says, examine yourself. Because when you examine yourself, you give the Holy Spirit the power to reveal truth to you so you can be changed.
Amen.
Do you guys receive that?
Yes.
Okay, this scripture I mentioned earlier, 1 Peter 5:8, talks about be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. So if you don't have control over your thought life, you're in trouble. We can't change other people. We can only change ourselves. Number three, key number three. This is the biggest one. Confront the five spiritual poisons to your soul. Five. These are faith killers. And I have teachings on CDs on all of this. Number one is fear. A lot of you here have fears. We all do. But we need to confront it head on. What is causing you to be afraid? Whatever, let me give you a trick. You listening on television too. Whatever is causing you to be afraid is something you have not surrendered to God. As Christians, Jesus Christ is supposed to be our Savior and Lord. Lord means, like Jesus said in, I believe, Luke chapter 6, why do you call me Lord, 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 and don't do what I say? Then he went on to teach how, you know, those who believe in him, how they can stand the storms, and those who don't follow his teachings, they crumble in times of crisis. Many people call Jesus their Savior, but he's not their Lord. Lord means that you submit to his teachings. Every area of your life you surrender to him, your finances, your sex life, if you're married, your business, your health, you do what he says because it's good for you. When God says we should do something, it's because it's good for us. It's good for you. Whatever fears, and you see, fears are subtle. These five poisons, people hide it. But you see, I can pick it from 10 miles away because I've been there. When you fight cancer and you're told you're going to die and you have 5 years to deal with this thing, you know fear. You know doubt. You know anxiety. There are many Christians who will say, oh, I'm believing God for healing. I'm believing God for financial breakthrough. They put on this facade. We have gotten so good at putting a facade that we believe in God because we think it's acceptable versus just coming honestly and saying, you know what, I'm dealing with fear in this area. I need help. When you get to a point in your life where you can be honest about your fears, you confront them, you are delivered. There are many of you here who are even afraid that this may not work for you. The Holy Spirit just spoke that to me right now. There are some of you who are afraid that these teachings may not work for you. What? Does that mean that it's going to happen? No. It just means that you have to say, God, that's just my flesh. I don't believe that. It will work for me because you are faithful. It will work for me because your word works. Confront your fears head on. Don't ignore them. Please never ignore your fears. Never, never ignore your fears. Because if you do, you are trapped. And the best way to deal with fear is to meditate on the love of God. 1 Peter 4:8, perfect love casts out all fear. 1 John 4:18. You know, the way I used to deal with fear real quick before I move on to the next poison, if you've dealt with a chronic issue like cancer or something else, you will understand what I'm about to say. Before I would go into the oncologist ward, fear would hit me. Ooh, it was so bad. Because my mind will imagine all kinds of things. Imagine me in the coffin. My mind will imagine my funeral. And you know what I would do the night before I go to the cancer ward? I'll pull out all scriptures on the love of God. I will meditate on that, and nothing would be happening. I will meditate on that until I will be tired. And then the day of the appointment, I'll be amazed. How I get there, there's no fear. There's no fear. Number two, deal with the second poison, anxiety and worry. Anxiety. That's it too. When you're anxious and worry about something, again, it's something you've not surrendered to God. Number three, doubt. This is the worst. And I have a teaching on doubt. This is just the worst. When you're doubting God, you need to deal with that because you won't receive. A double-minded man should receive nothing from the Lord. These are poisons to your soul. If you are dealing with these issues, this is what the Holy Spirit wants to cleanse, purify your soul from, so you can be well positioned to receive. Strife, bitterness, anger, jealousy, get rid of that junk. These are poisons. And what happens when you're doing these things, you will be submitting yourself to God and resisting the devil. He will flee from you. And the outcome would be, of course, the peace of God, and your soul is being purified and cleansed. And then naturally, see, God created the body with natural medicines, endorphins, natural antibodies, natural vitamin D, natural vitamin C. When you're doing these things, getting rid of all that junk, see, all this stuff is clogging your body from releasing the natural medicines. And then what you do, you go to the doctor, they give you more medication, you just keep taking it, you know what happens? It numbs you. It just keep numbing you, but the clutter, the junk is still in your soul. Those medications don't remove that junk in the soul. Only the word of God purifies. Only the word of God sanctifies. So when you have all this junk, it's like the Holy Spirit is trying to get through, but it's meeting resistance. It's meeting resistance. And then what does the Holy Spirit do? You quench him. He's still there. He just waits for you to realize it. And then he will start to send people to you, telling you, be honest. But then you won't. And then you pray because you believe in prayer. You go to revivals and you pray for 20 hours. Nothing is happening. God, how long will it take? God is like, hello, I've been waiting for you. Are you getting this? Your immune system works perfectly when you're able to get rid of all this junk because the body produces all the natural antibodies. Number four, key, you must have a plan of execution. Plan of execution. And KISS, write that acronym down, KISS, K for kite, ISS, keep it simple. Keep it simple. And there's a scripture that goes with this. There's a scripture, Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Yes. Bring the Holy Spirit into your plan.
Can you repeat the whole key number four again?
Yes. Have an active plan of execution. Mm-hmm. A plan of execution. A plan that you must do. Because faith without works is dead. You must act. You must have a plan that you have to put in place. Let's go over some acronyms, how to create a plan, then we'll talk about that. You must have a plan. God is not gonna come up with a plan for you. God's plan is already in the Bible. You have to say, okay, Lord, I wanna lose weight. I want to receive my healing. I wanna walk in divine health. Here's how I plan to approach it. Let's go over this quickly. Some possible things you may want to change in your life that are keeping you stuck, your attitude. Bad attitude. Pride. I know it all, but you're suffering. Your thinking processes, your thought life. Make time to think about what you're thinking about. Seriously. I do. Once a day, I'm like, why am I thinking that? I said, that's not even in line with God's word. The Bible says that honestly, any thought that comes at you, you hold it captive, You make it subject to the word of God. If you haven't, I have a whole series on YouTube on thinking. Thousands of people have watched it. Helped many people. Thousands, a whole series I did like 3-4 years ago. So I'm not going to teach on that. It's on YouTube. I think 2020 I did it. Part 1, 2, 3, and 4. When all these thoughts are coming at you, you're thinking all this, you have to say, wait a minute. Why am I thinking this way? Is this consistent with God's word? God's word is your filter. Everything has to filter through the lens of God's word. If whatever you're thinking about somebody, come on, whatever you're thinking about a situation is not consistent with God's word, you have to say, I'm not going to receive it in the name of Jesus. The problem is that you need to know God's word. If you don't know God's word, let me give you a simple way to know if that thought is not from God. If it's not from God, you won't have peace. If it's not from God, it will bring fear and dread. If it's not from God, it's going to be bothering you. If it's not from God, you're going to feel like, why am I thinking this way? If it's of God, it will bring peace. It will bring joy. It will bring positive memory about whatever you're thinking about. That's a simple way. Simple. Simple, easy. We talked about this. You may talk to God. You may have a plan that you want to value your health more. Number 4, you may have to change your lifestyle habits. Sleep more, eat better, exercise, get more rest. Number 5, you may want to come up with a plan to stop dependency on medications and supplements. Medications and supplements. Supplements is what it is, supplements. It's not replacement. Supplements. Do we know what supplements mean, that word? It supplements when the diet is not good for a season.
It's not getting to the root.
No, it can't. And unfortunately, the majority of them are not even metabolizing your body. That's a whole different teaching. You may want to work with God to stop your dependency, use of medication as cure, knowing that medications don't cure you. They put a band-aid on the problem. Have a simple formula. Write this down. SMART. S for Sam, M for Mary, A for Apple, R for Road, T for Tom. S, be specific. S means be specific. For example, you can decide that, Holy Spirit, I have plans to stop thinking poorly about other people. You could be, Holy Spirit, my plan is to start to have dominion over my workplace. I don't allow people to make me feel frustrated and sick. That's a specific plan, specific. And if there's somebody in the workplace, call the person's name. That God, I'm planning that Rosa, I'm not going to allow Rosa's attitude to cause me to be fearful, dreadful. I'm supposed to bring light to the workplace, not fear. Specific. God likes that. Number 2, measurable. M, measurable. God, I'm planning that my goal, I want to be free of this in 1 year, in 6 months, but I want you to help free me from this on a day, today when I go to work, I want to be free from this. So the way I'm going to do this today, Holy Spirit, before I go to work, and I'm speaking ahead of myself now, I'm going to embrace my spiritual guide. I'm going to set up my spiritual boundaries. I'm going to ask you to give me the power to love Rosa. I'm going to ask you to give me the power to forgive Rosa. I'm going to ask you to give me the power to turn the other cheek. Because I know I cannot do this without you. And I know these things are good for me. They are good for my health. That is a plan. Today, God, help me to just forgive her. Tomorrow, help me to just pray for her. Jesus says, pray for your enemy. Day number 3, help me to just eat with her. Day number 4, help me to change the way I think about her. Help me to see her as your child. Are you guys getting this?
Yes.
You don't like this. But that's what Jesus said. You know why? When you do that, you know what happens? You're fulfilling a law of God, which says to be God conscious. Seek first the kingdom of God. When you do that, it is powerful. I have gotten to the point where I pray for my enemies. Nobody bothers me. The moment somebody starts to bother me, I go on my knees. I pray for them. That releases you. It stops the enemy. It stops the increase of the stress hormone. The peace of God flood in my soul. The strength of God strengthens my joints. I'm able to live daily and enjoy life. Anger, frustration, bitterness. You know what happens? It shifts your chemistry of your body from a parasympathetic rest mode to what we call sympathetic mode, where your body is releasing high stress hormones, and those stress hormones are toxic to your cells. It causes narrowing of the blood vessels. It damages your brain chemistry, so you have depression and anxiety. Yes. When God says you should forgive your enemy, it's because it's good for your health. Can you give God a clap? And I know some of you, I know somebody asked me once, well, then what is it for me? I was telling them this thing. They said, well, what do I get? I said, you know what? It's not about you. It's about Jesus. When you focus on Jesus, God will make sure you are taken care of. Don't think that's wrong thinking. Well, what am I getting? You are getting so much more. When Jesus died on that cross and hung on that cross, the Bible says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He looked at all of us, miserable, going to hell. But Jesus knew that if he died for our sins, all of us will be in heaven with him. Yeah. The joy, that joy gave him strength to endure the cross. That joy is available for you to overcome hard times. Are you getting this? Yeah. This is how you do it. Because in order for your body to release natural medicine, you have to walk in the joy of the Lord, the peace of God, the strength of God. Because when you do that, the joy of the Lord is your strength. How? We don't need to know how. We just believe because it works. Some of you are here right now, you felt strong. I was talking to Nancy earlier when we first started. She was telling me that just getting here, she felt strong. Just praying. Because in the presence of the Lord is amazing. You feel strong. Are you getting this? So, are realistic. Did I lose some of you? Smart. Should I repeat that? Thank you. I missed that. attainable. Yes, attainable. Is this something you can attain through the power of the Holy Spirit? Can you believe that you can attain it? You have to believe that. An example of this, forget about the emotional stuff. This is really relevant to like physical activity, like exercise. It has to be attainable. What I mean by that is, if you want to begin an exercise program, are you able to go exercise 2 hours a day? We are almost done, 10 more minutes. Are you able to do that? No. What can you do? You see what I'm saying? And then the next one, T. Realistic. It has to be realistic. Again, this is obvious, like physical exercise. How realistic it is, depending on your work condition. If you have to get up at 6 a.m. and be at work at 7, and you work 12 hours a day, is it realistic to go exercise every day? No. Don't set yourself up for failure. That's the message here. Set yourself up for a plan that is realistic and attainable. This tool here is really pertaining to like physical exercise and dieting and weight loss. Time sensitive. How much time can you commit to the process? That's T. How much time can you commit to the process? You have to decide how much time you want to spend with God. Okay?